Organizations whose employees do not trust their leaders cannot endure for long. Employees no longer trust leaders simply because of their titles. The moment words and actions diverge, the reasons behind decisions become unclear and uncomfortable questions are blocked, trust quickly disappears. The force that holds an organization together is not strong command, but trustworthy leadership.
Key message. Employees begin to stop trusting their leaders before they leave the company. Turnover is not a sudden event. It begins with a quiet emotional withdrawal after trust has already broken down. A title can give authority, but it cannot guarantee trust. Today's employees care more about consistency, accountability, and transparency in decision-making than about a leader's formal position. In low-trust organizations, silence appears before open dissatisfaction. When employees stop raising problems, hide warning signs, and say only safe things in meetings, the organization's ability to learn weakens. Trust is built through repeated behavior, not declarations. Leadership earns trust when small actions accumulate over time, such as keeping promises, admitting mistakes, and not avoiding uncomfortable questions. Retention is not determined by compensation alone. For employees to believe in the organization's future and imagine their own future within it, they must experience their leaders as trustworthy.
Employees begin to stop trusting their leaders before they leave the company. Turnover does not happen suddenly one day. Long before an employee announces a resignation, distance has already begun to grow inside that person's mind. They attend meetings, but no longer speak deeply. They submit reports, but no longer dig into the essence of the problem. They listen to leadership messages, but no longer accept them sincerely. On the surface, the organization may appear to be operating normally, but inside, a quiet withdrawal has already begun. A Harvard Business Review article by Ned Feuer and Maggie Mastrogiovanni, published on December 2, 2025, addressed this problem directly. Its central point was simple. Many employees no longer trust senior leaders, and this lack of trust directly affects engagement, performance, and retention. According to a Gartner survey introduced in the article, among more than 3,500 employees surveyed, fewer than half said they trusted senior leaders. In particular, leadership behaviors such as reversing decisions, withholding information, or shifting responsibility elsewhere were identified as major factors that erode trust. This finding matters because trust is no longer merely a soft matter of organizational culture. Trust is not about a friendly atmosphere or a good public image. It is about how an organization actually works. When employees do not trust their leaders, even the company's strategy is viewed with suspicion. The need for change loses persuasive power. Performance goals remain only as numbers. Employees do not understand why they must act. Instead, they think, this is just another order from above. At that moment, the organization's ability to execute weakens invisibly. The collapse of leadership trust does not come from a single mistake. It is usually created through the repetition of small scenes. Leaders talk about transparency while important information is shared only later. They emphasize accountability while responsibility for failed decisions is pushed downward. They talk about communication while avoiding uncomfortable questions. These moments accumulate. Employees remember these scenes longer than they remember leaders' speeches. In organizations, trust is not created through declarations. It is created through repeated patterns of behavior. The title remains, but belief disappears. In the past, titles partly replaced trust. Names such as CEO, executive, division head, and team leader carried a certain authority. When leaders spoke, employees generally followed. Even when the direction of the organization changed, people tended to accept it by thinking, those above must have made a judgment. In an era when information was limited and decision-making flowed from top to bottom, titles themselves functioned almost as substitutes for trust. Employees today are different. Titles still give authority, but they no longer automatically create trust. Employees look not only at what leaders say, but at whether they act according to what they have said. They watch whether leaders take responsibility in difficult moments, whether they share unfavorable information, and whether they actually reflect employees' voices in decision-making. Especially in an age of greater uncertainty, employees react more sensitively to a leader's attitude and consistency than to that leader's words. This change is not simply a generational issue. It is often said that younger employees are less obedient to authority, but in fact, all generations are experiencing a similar shift. As organizational and external changes become more frequent, including restructuring, sudden strategic shifts, workforce redeployment, conflicts over remote work and return-to-office policies, and job redesign driven by artificial intelligence, employees have come to verify leadership judgment more often. The belief that the company will take care of it has weakened, while the question, is this decision really reasonable, has grown stronger. From the leader's point of view, this may feel unfair. In a situation where markets change rapidly, competitive conditions are unstable, and cost pressure and technological change arrive at the same time, it is difficult to explain every decision perfectly. Sometimes leaders must change direction quickly. Sometimes they can disclose only part of the information. Sometimes they must make uncomfortable decisions for the sake of the whole organization. The problem is not the decision itself. Employees usually lose trust not because of the content of a decision, but because of the way the decision is made. Difficult decisions may have to be made. Costs may have to be reduced. Organizational structures may have to be changed. Performance standards may have to be raised. But if the reasons are invisible, the standards keep shifting, and the direction of responsibility remains unclear, employees interpret the decision not as an organizational necessity, but as a convenience for leaders. From that moment, leadership becomes a state in which authority remains, but trust is not. The title is still there, but people's hearts no longer follow. What disappears first in a low-trust organization? The first thing to disappear in a low-trust organization is not dissatisfaction. Rather, the expression of dissatisfaction disappears. Many leaders think that if an organization is quiet, it is stable. If there are few opposing views in meetings, reporting lines seem to work without problems, and employees do not complain openly, leaders may feel that the organization is running well. But silence may not be a sign of stability. It may be a sign of resignation. When employees do not trust their leaders, they do not send dangerous information upward. They see problems, but do not speak. Even when customer complaints are piling up, they think, if I bring this up, I may only end up taking responsibility. Even when a project is showing signs of failure, they step back and think, the decision has already been made. Why bother opposing it? Cracks are already visible in the field, but the reports delivered to leaders still look clean. A low-trust organization is not an organization without problems. It is an organization where problems do not travel upward. This silence weakens the organization's ability to learn. A good organization is not one that never makes mistakes. It is one that discovers mistakes quickly, shares their causes honestly, and corrects its next actions. But without trust, mistakes are hidden, responsibility is avoided, and problems are reduced to personal blame. Employees focus first on how to avoid getting hurt, rather than on saying what went wrong. The organization gradually becomes defensive. Creativity also disappears in this environment. New ideas always involve a certain degree of risk. They question existing methods, suggest possibilities that have not yet been proven, and require attempts that may fail. Employees who do not trust their leaders do not take such risks. Even if they have good ideas, they do not speak. Even if they see room for improvement, they do not touch it. Even if they think of a better way, they simply follow existing procedures. A low-trust organization may be able to keep employees' bodies in place, but it cannot hold on to their energy and imagination. The most frightening state in an organization may not be when employees are angry. What may be even more frightening is when no one says anything. An angry employee may still have expectations for the organization. They complain because they hope it will change. But a silent employee may already have given up. Once the judgment takes hold that speaking up will not change anything, the organization appears calm on the outside, but slowly cools from within. Decisions without transparency create distrust. Employees do not have to agree with every decision in order to trust their leaders. An organization is always a place where different interests collide. Some decisions may be disadvantageous to certain employees, and some changes may be uncomfortable in the short term. Almost no decision satisfies everyone. Even so, employees can trust their leaders when they understand the background and standards behind a decision. What employees want to know is, why was this decision made? Why is the organization changing now? Why is this business being reduced while that business is receiving investment? Why is returning to the office necessary? Why must people be redeployed? Why have the goals changed? If the explanations for these questions are insufficient, employees fill in the blanks on their own. And in organizations, blanks are usually filled with distrust. Suppose, for example, that a company suddenly announces cost reductions. If leaders simply say, "This is an unavoidable measure to respond to difficult market conditions," employees will find it difficult to accept. If leaders do not explain specifically what pressures exist, what options were considered, why this method was chosen, and how the pain will be shared, employees begin to form other interpretations. Are executives avoiding responsibility and demanding sacrifice only from employees? Was there no plan from the beginning? Will our team be next? Such speculation spreads quickly inside the organization. Transparency does not mean disclosing all information. Some information cannot be made public for business reasons, and some information must be timed carefully for legal or strategic reasons. But if there is information that cannot be disclosed, that fact itself must also be explained. We cannot discuss this part in detail right now, but we will share it at this time and within this scope. Because some parts have not yet been finalized, it is difficult to speak definitively, but this is the standard we are using for judgment. Such explanations are not perfect, but they help preserve trust. What leaders often miss is that employees struggle more with ambiguity than with uncertainty. Uncertainty means the future has not yet been decided. Ambiguity means employees do not know what leaders know, what leaders are hiding, or what standards leaders are using. Employees can accept the fact that the future is difficult. But distrust grows when they have no idea where the organization is going, what criteria leaders are using, or how decisions will affect them. Trust is built through repeated behavior, not words. Trust is not restored through campaigns. Sentences such as, "We will build a transparent organization," "We will listen to employees' voices," and "We will practice people-centered leadership" may be necessary, but they are not enough. In fact, the more leaders speak, the greater the disappointment becomes when behavior does not follow. Employees no longer evaluate leaders' sentences. They observe leaders' patterns. Patterns are revealed in times of crisis. When performance is strong, anyone can look like a good leader. When results are rising, the market is stable, and the organization has room to breathe, leaders can easily appear generous. But when cost pressure arrives, mistakes occur, targets are missed, and the external environment shakes, leaders' real standards are revealed. At that moment, employees see clearly how leaders distribute responsibility, how they speak about uncomfortable facts, who receives credit, and who is held accountable. The moments when employees begin to trust leaders are usually not grand. Giving promised feedback on the agreed date, not forgetting a question raised in a meeting, and providing a follow-up answer. Admitting that an instruction was wrong. Mentioning field-level contributions first when results are achieved. Explaining the standards for pain sharing when making difficult decisions. Not looking for a scapegoat first when a mistake occurs. When these small actions are repeated, trust slowly accumulates. The behaviors that destroy trust are also usually repeated. If leaders repeatedly avoid responsibility in the same way, repeatedly share information late in the same way, and repeatedly respond defensively to problems raised by the field, employees learn quickly. In this organization, speaking honestly is a disadvantage. Those above have already decided the answer and are only pretending to listen. When problems arise, those below will ultimately take responsibility. Once this learning accumulates, rebuilding trust becomes much harder. Trust is not a matter of speed, but of consistency. Keeping ordinary promises steadily is stronger than one impressive announcement. Leaders do not have to be perfect in every situation. In fact, leaders who pretend to be perfect invite distrust more easily. Trust is created by saying that you do not know when you do not know, explaining why something changed when it changes, and admitting mistakes when they happen. Employees do not expect infallible leaders. They expect leaders they can trust. Open dialogue must be a way of operating, not an event. Many organizations create communication events to increase trust. Town halls, employee forums, anonymous surveys, conversations with leaders, internal message boards, and question and answer sessions all appear. These systems are necessary, but systems alone do not create trust. In fact, if there is only formality and no sincerity, employees become even more cynical. The questions employees truly want to ask are usually uncomfortable questions. Why was this decision made so suddenly? What responsibility will management take? Does leadership understand the burden on the field? Why was the previous promise not kept? Who will take responsibility if this change fails? A forum where such questions do not appear may not be a peaceful space. It may be a controlled space. Communication that accepts only the questions leaders want to hear cannot create trust. What matters in open dialogue is the leader's defensive reaction. When an employee asks a sharp question, if the leader immediately argues back, criticizes the questioner's attitude, or passes over the issue with a generic answer, the organization receives the signal immediately. Questions of this level are dangerous. By contrast, if the leader listens to the uncomfortable question to the end, distinguishes between what can and cannot be answered, promises follow-up action, and actually carries it out, the atmosphere changes. Employees remember the leader's attitude toward the question more deeply than the answer to the question itself. Open dialogue must not be a one-time event. It must be a way of operating the organization. What matters is how employee opinions are heard before and after important decisions, through what channels field-level concerns move upward, how raised problems are actually handled, and how the results are shared again. If leaders only listen and nothing changes, employees feel that speaking up is useless. By contrast, even if not every request can be accepted, trust can be maintained when leaders explain what was reflected and what could not be reflected. The role of middle managers is especially important. No matter how good a message senior leaders deliver, the people employees meet every day are team leaders and department heads. If middle managers merely pass along company decisions without understanding them, or respond to employee questions by saying, I do not know either. Trust collapses in the field. By contrast, when middle managers are given enough information and authority to explain decisions, organizational trust becomes much stronger. Trust may begin with a CEO's speech, but it is sustained in daily team meetings. Trusted leaders are not people who have every answer. In an uncertain age, the most dangerous attitude for leaders is pretending to know everything. Markets change quickly, technology is difficult to predict, and employee expectations have become complex. In this environment, if leaders try to provide definitive answers to every question, they may actually lose trust. When reality changes, answers must change as well. But leaders who spoke with too much certainty from the beginning may later appear to be making excuses when they revise their position. Trusted leaders are not people who have every answer. Instead, they are people who clearly state what they know, what they do not yet know, and what standards they are using to make judgments. This is what has been confirmed so far. This part is still under review. The criteria we are prioritizing are customer impact, financial stability, and the burden on employees. Explanations like these are not perfect answers, but they show employees the structure of judgment. Employees do not necessarily interpret a leader's admission of uncertainty as incompetence. In fact, they may feel greater trust toward leaders who speak honestly. The problem is not the fact that a leader does not know. The problem is the attitude of pretending to know or hiding what is unknown. When leaders acknowledge uncertainty while also presenting the next action, employees can endure anxiety. If the statement, "This has not yet been decided," is followed by an explanation such as, "We will confirm these matters by this date and make a decision according to these standards," the organization can wait. Today, leadership trust comes more from explanatory ability than from charisma. A strong voice, an impressive vision, and a firm expression are not enough. Employees look at whether leaders understand reality accurately, whether they handle uncertainty honestly, and whether they understand how their decisions will affect employees. If leaders are people who guide the organization, employees want to know not only which direction those leaders are looking toward, but also by what principles they are holding the steering wheel. In this sense, trust is not a matter of a leader's personality, but a matter of management capability. A kind person does not necessarily become a trusted leader. Even if the tone is gentle, trust does not form when standards are inconsistent. On the other hand, even a strict leader can be trusted if standards are consistent, judgment is transparent, and responsibility is not avoided. Trust is not a matter of a good impression. It is a matter of predictable behavior. Retention is not determined by compensation alone. When organizations talk about how to keep employees, many think first of compensation. Salary, bonuses, benefits, promotion opportunities, and work arrangements are certainly important. But people cannot be kept for long through compensation alone. Skilled employees, in particular, do not move simply for more money. They also look at whether they are respected, whether they can believe in the organization's direction, and whether leaders treat people not as costs, but as colleagues. In low-trust organizations, even good systems are viewed with suspicion. When flexible work is introduced, people may interpret it as a way to increase performance pressure. When employee opinion surveys are conducted, people may respond by thinking, "Haven't they already decided the answer?" When leaders talk about a new vision, cynicism follows. This will probably be just words again. This is why the same system is received very differently in organizations with trust and organizations without trust. By contrast, in high-trust organizations, even difficult changes can be endured more easily. When employees trust leaders' intentions, understand the standards behind decisions, and feel that their voices are not being completely ignored, they are more likely to bear uncomfortable changes. Even if wage increases are not as large as expected, organizational restructuring feels burdensome, or people must adapt to new ways of working, employees are less likely to leave easily if they believe, at least this organization will not deceive us. The core of retention is whether employees can imagine a future inside the company. In an organization where trust has collapsed, it is difficult to imagine the future. If today's decision may be reversed tomorrow, if leaders' words do not lead to actual behavior, and if there is anxiety that someone will become a scapegoat when problems arise, employees lose their reason to stay long-term. By contrast, when leaders are seen as trustworthy, employees can think about their role and their growth possibilities even in difficult circumstances. Ultimately, retention is not only a problem after hiring. Everyday leadership creates retention. The final reason an employee leaves may be better conditions elsewhere, but the first reason they decide to leave is often the loss of trust. Employees who cannot trust their leaders cannot trust the company's future. Employees who cannot trust the company's future will not place their own future there. Four habits of leaders who restore trust. To restore leadership trust, specific habits are more important than grand declarations. First, leaders must actually identify the trust deficit inside the organization. The moment they assume, "Our organization is fine," the problem becomes invisible. Through employee surveys, interviews, feedback from departing employees, anonymous opinions, and reports from middle managers, leaders must see where trust is breaking down. In particular, they must understand specifically what employees fear and in which moments they feel unable to trust leaders. Second, leaders must explain the reasons behind decisions. Leaders who only announce direction remain leaders who give orders. Leaders who explain reasons invite employees into the judgment process. Not all information can be disclosed, but the standards and priorities behind a decision can be explained. When leaders explain why this choice was made, what other options existed, and what the organization is trying to give up and gain, employees can understand the process even if they do not agree with the outcome. Third, leaders must take responsibility first. A common trait of leaders who lose trust is that they take credit when results are good and push responsibility downward when problems arise. Employees are extremely sensitive to these scenes. The moment a leader avoids responsibility, the entire organization becomes defensive. By contrast, when leaders acknowledge errors in their own judgment, speak about ways to improve, and show an attitude of protecting employees, the organization begins to speak again. Fourth, leaders must not close down conversation. Communication is not a one-time announcement, but a continuous exchange. Leaders should not simply deliver a message and end the process. They must listen to how employees received it, clear up misunderstandings, check opposing views, and adjust what can be adjusted. A large number of employee questions does not only mean that the organization is noisy. It may mean that expectations still remain. The moment leaders treat those questions as bothersome, questions disappear and cynicism remains. These four habits do not require special charisma. They are closer to the basics: checking, explaining, taking responsibility, and continuing the conversation. But in real organizations, these basics are the hardest. The busier leaders become, the less they explain. The greater the pressure becomes, the more responsibility is dispersed. The more uncomfortable the questions become, the more conversation is managed. That is why trusted leadership is not created by good intentions alone. It requires deliberate training and a change in the way the organization operates. Trust is the quietest competitive advantage of an organization. Trust is not easily visible. It does not appear directly on financial statements, nor does it stand out clearly as a number in quarterly earnings announcements. For that reason, many organizations push trust to the bottom of the priority list. Increasing sales, reducing costs, finishing projects, and redeploying people seem more urgent. But in organizations with low trust, all of these tasks become more expensive and slower. Without trust, change requires greater explanation costs. Collaboration requires greater coordination costs. Decision-making requires greater defensive costs. Employees check one another, suspect leaders' intentions, and leave documentation to avoid personal responsibility. The organization consumes more energy while doing the same work. By contrast, high-trust organizations can execute the same changes more quickly. This is not because employees believe everything unconditionally, but because they have a basic belief that the organization will at least not deceive them. Leadership trust makes an especially large difference in moments of crisis. In calm times, the value of trust is hard to see. But when markets shake, restructuring becomes necessary, new technology must be introduced, and the organization's direction must change, trust becomes a decisive asset. When employees trust leaders, they can listen even to difficult messages. When they do not trust leaders, even good messages are viewed with suspicion. In the future, organizational competitiveness is likely to be determined not only by technology or strategy. Technology is quickly copied, strategy changes according to circumstances, and systems can be imitated by competitors. But trust accumulated over a long period cannot be easily copied. Trust accumulates in the memory of the organization. How did this organization treat people in difficult times? What attitude did leaders show in unfavorable moments? How far did employee voices actually travel upward? These memories come together to form the invisible constitution of an organization. An organization whose employees do not trust its leaders cannot endure for long. Employees may do what they are told, but they do not commit their hearts. They may sit in meetings, but they do not take the risk of speaking up. They may remain while receiving a salary, but they prepare to leave when a better opportunity appears. What an organization truly needs to hold on to is not only employees' time. It must also hold on to their trust, judgment, courage, and energy. The starting point is not grand. Explain the reasons behind decisions.
Keep promises.
Admit mistakes. Do not avoid uncomfortable questions. Leave evidence that employees were actually heard when they spoke. Trust is created when these ordinary actions are repeated. And only organizations that can continue these ordinary actions steadily can move forward in an uncertain age without losing their people. Employees begin to stop trusting their leaders before they leave the company. Therefore, the most important question of leadership is not, how can I command more strongly? It is, are employees experiencing, every day, reasons to trust my words and decisions? An organization that cannot answer this question will shake from within, no matter how good its strategy may be. By contrast, an organization that answers this question sincerely gains the strength to move again, even through difficult change.